Book One, Chapter One. Introductory Remarks on the Art of Prophecy. The human race, to which so many of my readers belong, has been playing at children's games from the beginning, and will probably do it till the end, which is a nuisance for the few people who grow up. And one of the games to which it is most attached is called Keep Tomorrow Dark, and which is also named, by the rustics in Shropshire, I have no doubt, Cheat the Prophet. The players listen very carefully and respectfully to all that the clever men have to say about what is to happen in the next generation. The players then wait until all the clever men are dead and bury them nicely. They then go and do something else. That is all. For a race of simple tastes, however, it is great fun. For human beings, being children, have the childish willfulness and the childish secrecy, and they never have, from the beginning of the world, done what the wise men have seen to be inevitable. They stoned the false prophets, it is said, but they could have stoned true prophets with a greater and juster enjoyment. Individually, men may present a more or less rational appearance, eating, sleeping, and scheming. But humanity as a whole is changeful, mystical, fickle, delightful. Men are men, but man is a woman. But in the beginning of the 20th century, the game of Cheat the Prophet was made far more difficult than it had ever been before. The reason was that there were so many prophets and so many prophecies that it was difficult to elude all their ingenuities. When a man did something free and frantic and entirely his own, a horrible thought struck him afterwards. It might have been predicted.